बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल को।
हरे कृष्ण। इसलिए वी डिस्कस द 21st वर्स ऑफ द थर्ड चैप्टर 22nd वर्स।
एतावनेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसां धर्मः परस्मृतः भक्तियोगो भगवती तन्नामग्रहणादिभिः।
Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society.
So Yamaraj is concluding like this. Etavaneva lokesmin pumsam dharmaha parasmutan. The paradharma, the highest dharma of the living entity, is to be able to chant the holy names of Krishna. The highest religious system is bhakti, and that bhakti yoga begins with chanting of the holy names, bhagavata dharma. And dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmat saranam satam. So Prabhupada quotes that verse. He says no cheating religious principles are allowed in the bhagavatam, and the bhagavatam propounds the highest dharma. Paramo nirmat saranam satam vedyam vastavam atra vastu shivadam tapatra yonmulanam. So parama, the topmost religious principle, is propounded here in Bhagavatam, and that is bhakti yoga. In that, tan nama grahana, to take the holy names of the Supreme Lord, shravanam, kirtanam, so that's considered the foremost of all the processes. After chanting the holy name and dancing in ecstasy, one gradually sees the Lord's form, the pastimes, and his transcendental qualities, and one can completely understand the situation of the personality of Godhead, like that Prabhupada writes. So only by bhakti one can understand the Lord, and chanting is the topmost in that process of bhakti. Next he continues.
Namocharana mahatmyam harehe pashyata putrakah अजामिलोपि ये नैव मृत्युपाशात् अमुच्यतम्।
माय डियर सर्वेंट्स, यू आर एज गुड एज माय सन्स। जस्ट सी हाउ ग्लोरियस इज द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड। द ग्रेटली सिनफुल अजामिल आर चैंटेड ओनली टू कॉल हिज सन, नॉट नोइंग दैट यू आर चैंटिंग द लॉर्ड्स होली नेम। नेवर्थलेस बाय चैंटिंग द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड ही रिमेंबर्ड नारायण, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death.
Namocharana mahatmyam hareh pashyata putraka.
Oh my dear subordinates, yamadutas, who are as good as my sons, just see this mahatmyam, the greatness of the chanting of the holy name. Namocharana mahatmyam
ajamilopi yenaiva mrityupashadam uchyata.
Ajamil is protected by chanting the holy names. Actually, Yamadutas' problem is that. Why Ajamil is protected? They were frustrated with Ajamil's case only. We were trying to pull him to Yamalok, and then these people came and stopped us. They came with that complaint, and Yamaraj is quoting that same example. See how he is protected. That is the glory of holy name. So it's a bit surprising. But what is the best example? Prabhupada sometimes, there is a verse and Prabhupada writes a purport, and in that purport he quotes the same verse. See, this verse proves like that. Within the purport he quotes the same verse to explain that verse. So similarly, to solve the issues or doubts that Yamadutas had on Ajamil's case, Yamaraj is quoting Ajamil's case only. See how he is delivered. That is the glory of holy name.
Namocharana mahatyam harehe pashyata putrakaha अजामिलोपि येनैव मृत्युपाशादमुच्यत।
ही वॉज प्रोटेक्टेड फ्रॉम दिस मृत्युपाश। प्रभुपाद राइट्स, वाई ही इज कोटिंग द सेम एग्जाम्पल, वाई आई एम कोटिंग द सेम वर्स इन द सेम पर्पोर्ट। देर इज नो नीड टू डू रिसर्च, देर इज नो नीड टू डू रिसर्च ऑन द पावर ऑफ द होली नेम।
There is no need to conduct research into the significance of the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. History of Ajamil is sufficient proof of the holy name, power of holy name, and the exalted position of a person who chants the holy name incessantly. So, in Prabhupada quotes, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam. Just by an attempt to chant the holy name of the Lord, without offenses, one is purified of all sins. So, but purpose of holy name is not to protect oneself from sinful reactions, not to avoid hellish planets, not to attain liberation, but to attain prema of Krishna. So one can, ultimately one needs to endeavor for that. Prema pumartho mahan. The liberation and freedom from sinful reactions are just insignificant byproducts of this chanting process. Just like when sun rises, darkness is dissipated. That's a byproduct. But apart from dissipating darkness, there is so many other things that happen after sunrise. So similarly, by chanting, so many spiritual benefits the chanter will get, and he will come closer to Krishna, and just removing the sinful reactions is one thing that happens along with that. So in Kali Yuga, elaborate rituals are extremely difficult. Therefore, all Shastras and all Acharyas recommended the chanting of holy name.
Etavatalamaghanirhana haranaya pumsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam vikrishya putra maghavan yadajamilopi narayaneti mriyamana iyaya muktim.
Therefore, it should be understood that one is easily relieved from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord and chanting of his qualities and activities. This is the only process recommended for relief from sinful reactions. Even if one chants the holy name of the Lord with improper pronunciation, he will achieve relief from the material bondage if he chants without offenses. Ajamil, for example, was extremely sinful. But while dying, he merely chanted the holy name. And although calling his son, he achieved complete liberation because he remembered the name of Narayan.
So that one holy name is sufficient to protect a person from all kinds of sinful activities. Again and again, Yamaraj is quoting the same example of Ajamil.
Etavatala maghanirharanaya pumsam. Aghanirharanaya.
If at all one has to vanquish one's sinful reactions. Sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarma namnam. He should do sankirtan. Means glorification of Krishna's gunas, karmas and nams. Names, activities and qualities. That will completely relieve one from all sin.
Vikrishya putram aghavan yad ajami lopi narayaneti mriyamana iyaya muktim.
So, although this sinful person Ajamil was calling his son Narayana, still he was relieved from all sins. Right? That is the power of the name Narayana. So in the assembly of Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Haridas Thakur confirmed that simply by chanting the holy name one is liberated. Even if he does not completely inoffensively chant. Right? Without any offenses one has to chant. Then even with offenses if he chants, some purification is definitely there. Right? Eventually he will come. Ever yesterday we were seeing, if only sin is there, it will be burnt like dry grass. If there are some offenses also, then it's like wet grass just giving some smoke. But some effect will be there. Some little effect. But it's not as effective as inoffensive chanting. So, holy name has that power.
Satyam pratar granam bhaktya dukha gramad vimuchyate.
If one always chants the holy name with great devotion in evening and morning, one can become free from all material desires. With devotion. Sridhar Swami explains that with devotion one should chant. That is the best way. One can achieve liberation if one chants the holy name constantly every day with great respect. Anudinam idam adarena shrinvan. Sravanam kirtanam dhyanam harer adbhuta karmanah. Janma karma gunanamcha tadarthe akhila cheshtitam. 11th canto verse. So like that, so many verses are quoted in this purport to prove the efficacy of the holy name. And Prabhupada quotes this verse only in this purport. Etavatalam aghanirharanaya pumsam. Simply by uttering holy name, one is free from all sinful reactions. Prabhupada is quoting the same verse in the purport. So, alam means simply uttering the holy name is sufficient. No need of any other process. Alam means ornament, sufficiency, or power, or restraint. Dictionary meanings. So, and it's not a very clear chanting also. Ajamila was indicating his son. Next, he is a great sinner so far. Two, the chanting was not that clear because of psychophysical condition of being completely disturbed at the time of death. Therefore, what is said to be the case of those people who are not sinful like Ajamil? So, one should take a vow to chant. With a strong vow, one should chant holy names of the Lord. And certainly he will be delivered from clutches of Maya. Chanting Hare Krishna is recommended even for persons who commit offenses. Because if they continue chanting, they will gradually chant offenselessly. The chanting can begin offensively. But if they continue to chant, one day offenses also will go, chanting will remain. So one increases love for Krishna. Nama paradha yuktanam namanyeva harantyagham avishranti prayuktani tani evartha kritani cha. And ultimately, the chanting is meant to develop love for Krishna. Prema pumartho mahan. Prabhupada quotes that also. So many verses are quoted in this purport. Harir nama eva kevalam. So, harir nama, harir nama, harir nama eva kevalam. Lord Chaitanya explains this meaning to Suklambar Brahmacharya, I think, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama. Three times harir nama is mentioned to emphasize the importance of holy name. Then next, eva is also mentioned. Harir nama eva means certainly. To give more emphasis to it, eva is also mentioned. Kevalam is also mentioned, means only. That excludes all other processes. No other process is needed. Only holy name, holy name, holy name, certainly, and no other processes. Next, to emphasize again, kalau nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva. There is no other process, no other process, no other process. Gatiranyadha, if one has to be delivered. This is the recommendation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Highest success is attained by chanting holy name. Why then there are many other Vedic ritualistic ceremonies? Why people are attracted to them? Yamaraj says that also. Prayena veda tadidam namaha jannoyam devaya devyavimohitamatir batamaya yalam Trayam jadi kritamater madhupushpitayam Vaitani ke mahati karmani yujyamanah.
Because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajnavalkya and Jaimini and other compilers of the religious scriptures cannot know the secret, confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajanas. They cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotional service or chanting the Hare Krishna mantra because their minds are attracted to the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas, especially the Yajurveda, Samaveda and Rig Veda. Their intelligence has become dull. Thus, they are busy in collecting the ingredients for the ritualistic ceremonies that yield only temporary benefits, such as elevation to Swargaloka for material happiness. They are not attracted to the Sankirtan movement. Instead, they are interested in dharma, artha, kama and moksha.
Yes, bro.
Like, just now you were mentioning about that this Hare Nam eva verse and the exclusivity of the chanting of the holy names. And Prabhupada says that just even of offensive chanting one continues, one will finally be able to chant offenselessly. So, what my understanding here is that as we were discussing yesterday, that chanting anyway done will gradually lead to attracting the association of the devotees first. And then through that association of devotees, the further knowledge of performing bhakti and removing of offenses, transcendental knowledge will be given, more shraddha will be developed, and then there, because of that, because of shravanam from the devotees, therefore the further progress will happen. So, because sometimes such verses are also used by sometimes devotees or sometimes people in general, that I don't have to associate with devotees, I don't have to do hearing, I don't have to do service, I just have to only chant. So I just wanted to ask you, is that true this way?
So when here Prabhupada is saying that even if offensively one chants, he should continue to chant and he will be able to offensively chant one day by that continuation process. I mean, nowhere it's indicated that he eliminates the need to associate with devotees. Sometimes there are like stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If you pass through stage 1, eventually you may come to stage 8 also. That doesn't mean he has to surpass the intermediate stages. So every purport or every statement need not give give the complete process. It may just summarize in one sentence or two sentences. Yeah, definitely, as you say, association of devotees is important, no doubt.
I was just curious to...
And the overall process of bhakti also is there.
Yeah. I was just curious to ask you, Guruji, just like this verse very emphatically and clearly says that for the age of Kali, the sadhana is chanting the holy names. Is there also a verse which also clearly speaks that for the age of Kali, the say association or the shravanam, because shravanam is done through association, you can't do it any other way. So shravanam is also a very, for the age of Kali is also important. Any verse which says in Bhagavatam or somewhere, especially referring to age of Kali and saying that.
Kalau sabhajayantarya gunagnau sarabhaginaha. Okay. Many verses are there where chanting in Kali Yuga is emphasized. We can refer, Prabhu, there must be something. I don't exactly by hand, offhand remember it. Yes, Prabhuji remembers. Hari Bol. Madhav Seva Prabhu ki jai. Yeah, he got it.
This first canto, first chapter. Kalim agatam adnyaya kshetresmin vaishnave vayam asina adirga satrena kathaya sakshana hare.
One more.
Meaning clear, na? Kalim agatam adnyaya, that Kali Yuga is coming, the dangers of Kali are falling. That's why all the devotees, they assembled in one place, like our Bhagavad class, to constantly hear the Harikatha. Katha is sakshana, according to your capacity, yeah, to hear more and more Krishna Katha.
You have more specific verses? Yes, you have something? Ichchata makuto bhayam yoginam nrupan nirnitam.
Best. Oh, if kirtan is happening, means someone is hearing. That is... You don't have to separately mention it. Like you are doing kirtan now, we are all hearing.
So, and as I said, kirtanam is not just separate holy name. It's like overall glories of the Lord also. That's it. Etavatalam. What verse you quoted?
Etan nirvidyamananam ichchata kuto bhayam yoginam nrupa nirnitam. Concluded, it's already. There is no doubt in anybody's mind that kirtan is the highest process. And if someone is doing kirtan, means there is shravan is happening by default. And as you quoted that verse, and the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam also, which is quoting the same thing for Kali. Like that, what I am feeling, Prabhuji, is that kirtan, like Harer Nama, it has a multiple facet. It's not just japa or not just kirtan, but it is...
Harer Nama eva kevalam. When you say that,
it may include
devotees
all
coming
things
together and then chanting the holy name,
chanting glory. Yes.
Yeah,
that is, I don't know. I want to clarify.
Correct. Yeah, correct. Okay. See, Prabhu, if we just pinpointedly look at that one word or something like that, every verse need not give a complete picture, right? But some things are included, some things are like, we need to see the overall philosophy also, overall process also. Yeah. Yeah, there must be definitely some verses. So I'll just do some research and come back. Right now I don't remember, okay? Yeah. For quoting it may be easy, I understand the need. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada is reconfirming. Okay. Now in this verse, Yamaraj addresses, if chanting is everything and if process of devotional service is everything, why some people are attracted to Vedic rituals of dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and then they perform so many sacrifices. Prabhupada explains that it is all because of their attraction towards grandeur of sacrifices. Yesterday I mentioned this. And they like the great pomp in the opening of Krishna Balaram temple or even Tirupati temple. In opening in Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram temple, smartha brahmanas would not accept Europeans and Americans as bona fide brahmanas. They give more importance to these sacrifices and all, right? So the sacrifice is being conducted so that these people are impressed, but parallelly Harinam Sankirtan is also going on. So we have more, I consider the Sankirtan more important than the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, Prabhupada says. Ceremonies were meant for persons interested in Vedic rituals, for elevation to heavenly planets, whereas Sankirtan was meant for pure devotees interested in pleasing the Lord. So if members of our temples in different parts of the world simply continue Sankirtan before the deity, especially before Lord Chaitanya, they will remain perfect. No need of any other performances. Okay. So Sankirtan plus deity worship, both will help one progress in a spiritual path. So continuing the discussion, Yamaraj says, Evam Vrimrishya Sudhiyo Bhagavatyanante Sarvatmana Vidadathe Kalubhava Yogam Temena Dandamarhatyatha Yadyamisham Syat Patakam Tadapihan Churugaya Vadaham.
Considering all these points, therefore, intelligent men decide to solve all problems by adapting devotional service of chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart and who is a mine of all auspicious qualities. Such persons are not within my jurisdiction for punishment. Generally, they never commit sinful activities, but even if by mistake or because of bewilderment or illusion, they sometimes commit sinful acts, they are protected from sinful reactions because they always chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
So, one who chants, one who is a devotee of the Lord, they are beyond the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. Yamaraj himself admits.
Athapi te deva padambujadvaya prasada leshana grihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan.
Even if one gets a slight trace of Krishna's mercy, he can understand Krishna. So, a learned scholar may be completely unaware of the existence of the Lord, his name, his fame, his qualities, etc. Whereas a person who is not a very great scholar can understand the position of the Lord. Janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno. He can understand. So why? Because he gets the mercy of the Lord. This verse is quoted by Gopinath Acharya to Sarvam Bhattacharya in Madhya Lila 6th chapter. He says, you don't understand the Lord. He says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not a supreme personality of Godhead. So Sarvam Bhattacharya says, Lord is Triyugi. How can you say there is an incarnation? There was a big conversation. And Sarvam Bhattacharya is such a great established scholar that he lacks the devotion at that point. Then Gopinath Acharya chastised him. They are like brother-in-law, that intimate relationship is there. He can easily chastise. You have no mercy of the Lord. You don't understand anything. You are a dry speculator. What you will understand, like that he is saying. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya said, You should speak with great care. I don't say like that. What is the proof that you got mercy of the Lord? Like that they were having discussion. So although Sargobhavam Bhattacharya is such an accomplished scholar, he could not appreciate the personal aspect of the Lord. He was more carried away by the impersonal conception of the Lord, of absolute truth. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed him after hearing from him for 1 week. A pure devotee one is one whose intelligence is clear and he is truly thoughtful because he engages in the service of the Lord. Not as a matter of show, but with love, with body, mind and words. But non-devotees might make a show of religion and pretentiously go to church or temple and are thinking of something else. Such persons are neglecting their religious duty and are punishable by Yamaraj. But a devotee who commits sinful acts, which he may do unwillingly or accidentally because of his former habits, such a devotee can be excused. It's an innocent mistake because of previous habit, but he has a very honest desire to overcome that. It's not that he wants to be like that and he wants to continue to do that secretly, making a show that he's a great personality outside. He's honestly regretting for it. He's praying to overcome that problem. He is making his best endeavors to overcome it. So such people are given mercy. They are given support by the Lord. Right? As long as that honesty is there. That cannot be called hypocrisy. Right? Next. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha. Ye sadhava samadrisho bhagavat prapanna. Tannopasidata harer gadaya bhiguptan. Naisham vayam nachavayaha prabhavama dande. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha. This Yamaraj is slowly coming to the glories of devotees. Even great devas, demigods, siddhas, perfected beings, they glorify the auspicious and pure activities of devotees. Parigita pavitra gatha. Ye sadhavaha. They are pure charactered people. Samadrisha, they have equal vision. Bhagavat prapannaha, they are completely surrendered unto Krishna. Tannopasidata harer. You should never approach such people. Such great devotees should not be approached by Yamadutas. He was giving a warning to Yamadutas. Gadaya, harer gadaya bhiguptan. They are always constantly protected by Lord Hari's gada, Kaumodaki gada. Kaumodaki bhagavato daitam smareta. Digdham arati bhatashonita kardamena. Malam madhuvrata varudha giropagushtam chaityasya tattvam malam manimasya kanthe. So, the Lord's Kaumodaki gada is always tainted with the blood of demons who trouble the devotees. It's very dear to the Lord. So that gada of the Lord is constantly encircling the devotees, and whenever a demon comes, gada will attack them. Right? Tannopasidata harer gadayabhiguptan. Don't approach them. Harer gadayabhiguptan. They are protected by Lord's gada. Are you more powerful than Lord's gada or what? Yamadutas, however powerful you may be, you are having two, three gadas, or you may be having Yamapasha, but you are nothing in front of Kaumodaki gada. Naisham vayam nacha vayaha prabhavamadande. Devotees cannot be influenced by myself. Even Brahmaji also, even time factor also cannot overpower them. So they are constantly protected by the Lord. Yamaraj is giving this warning to the Yamadutas. Regardless of what you have done this time, henceforward, update our notice board. Put this new policy. Or put it in bold letters. You should not approach devotees. Else you will be killed by Vishnu's club. I think servants of Vishnu have forgiven you this time for your offense today. But next time they may not forgive you. Vishnu has a club and chakra to punish the non-devotees. And Vishnu also has a shankha and a padma to protect the devotees, right? So this chakra and gada are specifically there to give protection to the devotees by killing the non-devotees. So after warning Yamadutas like this, Yamaraj continues, whom should you bring to me? Whom you should not bring? devotees. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha. But whom you should bring? Tanana vadhamasato vimukhan mukundam. Padara vindamakaranda rasad ajasram. Nishkinchanaihi paramaham sakulair asangair. Jushtadgrihe niraya vartmani baddha trishnan. Tananavadham. Anavadham means you bring them to me. Tananavadham asato vimukhan mukunda. Asata, they're bad people. Vimukhan mukunda, they have turned their faces away from Lord Mukunda. Next, padaravinda makaranda rasada jasram. They have no taste for the honey at the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda. They have become tasteless. They can't understand the difference between between some third class palm oil made laddu outside and ghee made Balaji laddu inside the temple. They don't understand that. They just run behind the illusory material enjoyment and they neglect the honey at the lotus feet of the Lord. Padaravinda makaranda rasad ajasram. Nishkinchanaha paramahamsa kulair asangair. They do not associate with paramahamsas, detached from material life. Jushtad grihe nirayavartmani baddhatrishnan. And they are totally engrossed in enjoying their materialistic household comforts. And they are going to the path of hell. Nirayavartmani. They are on the way to hell. If they are not devotees of the Lord, if they have no taste for the lotus feet of the Lord, they are just basically on the way to hell. Whatever their activities they are doing, they are also on the way to hell. Even Brahmaji also says right in the beginning of creation, Yannavrajan jaghavido rachananuvada srinvantiye anya vishaya kukathamati ghnihi. So, non-devotees, they do not take pleasure in the glorification of Vaikuntha and in Shravanam and Kirtanam. And they discuss all kinds of nonsensical materialistic topics. Kukatha matighni, their intelligence is completely bewildered by such bad topics. Kukatha matighni yastu shruta hata bhagair nubhirartha sara. So because of such kind of hearing, hata bhagair, they have lost all good fortune. Nubhirartha sara, their lives have become devoid of any juice, any rasa. Nubhirartha sara tamstam kshipanti asharaneshu tamasuhanta. These people will be thrown into the darkest regions of hell because of their distaste in relishing Krishna Katha. So Yamaraj is also confirming that. Devotees always lick the honey at the lotus feet of the Lord. They are equal to everyone. They try to preach Krishna because of sympathy towards other living entities. And they are not liable to be punished by Yamaraj. Materialistic persons who are attached to household life merely for sex enjoyment, they can go to Yamaraj. Yan maithunadi grahamedi sukham hitucham kanduyanena karayo yavadukha dukham. So kanduyanena karayo, just to satisfy that itching sensation to enjoy on a sensual plane, they just dedicate their life. Such people go to hell. Nidraya hriyate naktam vyavayena chavavayah divacharthe hayarajan kutumba bharanenava. So during night they just sleep or indulge in sex, and during the day they just work so hard to get some money. So they don't find time to practice Krishna consciousness or to take shelter of the Lord. So such people can be going to hell. Persons who have no information of Krishna consciousness cannot be protected by their material life of so-called family enjoyment. Dehapatya kalatradishu atmasanyeshu asatsu api teshan pramatto nidhanam. So many people are dying, they are seeing, but they think that they can live forever. Even if the feeling of renunciation comes in their mind for a while, like smashana vairagya, it doesn't stay for a long time. It's like lightning in the sky. In the sky, lightning appears only for a moment. It doesn't stay constantly, like sun. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, "Everest to the taste of honey from the lotus feet of the Lord and method to attain it, which is bhakti yoga." Non-devotees are greedy for household life. That will lead them to hell. One should try to associate with persons who engage in devotional service 24 hours in a day. Now, he says one more verse.
Jihva navakti bhagavad guna namadheyam. Chetascha nasmarati tacharana ravindam. Krishnaya no namati yachira ekadapi. Tananavadvamasato krita vishnu krityan. Jihva na vakti bhagavad guna namadheyam. One who has not utilized his tongue to chant the holy name of Krishna. Chetaschana smarati tacharanaravindam. One who has not utilized his chitta, his consciousness or his mind to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Krishnayano namatiya chira ekadapi. One who has not offered obeisances to Krishna even once. Tanana vadhyamasato akrita vishnu krityan. Such people who have never done any activity in relation to Vishnu, akrita vishnu krityan, tanana vadhyam. Please bring those people. Prabhupada writes that the purpose of human life is to please Vishnu, Vishnu Krityan. So if Vishnu Krityas are not done at all, such people should definitely go. So human society is meant to strictly follow Varnashram Dharma, and Varnashram Dharma's true objective is ultimately to please Hari. Atah pumbhir dvitasreshtha varnashrama vibhagasah svanushthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. So this point nobody knows. Akrita Vishnu Krityan. So they don't understand that their real goal of life is Vishnu. Nate viduhu sva artha gatim hi Vishnu. That point they don't understand. So they perform so many other activities. Such people are entitled for Yamaraj's punishment. So one who has not done any of these activities even once, they will go. Right? So even if they perform these activities even once also, if it is inoffensive, then they need not go. If it is offensive, depending on the proportion of offense, depending on the quality of their doing these things, and there are so many other conditions that may come, which are not that specific, at least within our literature survey. So, but one who has not done this at all can go to hellish planets. Right? One who has not done this at all, one who has not done chanting of the holy name even once, one who has not offered obeisances to Krishna even once, one who has not even remembered Krishna's lotus feet even once in his mind, he will definitely go to hell. Where do they go? I don't know exactly. But definitely if they do with a sincere intent, during that rituals, if they happen to chant some holy names, devoid of any offenses or anything like that.
Benefits only. Definitely. Because there are so many Brahmin castes, they do Satyanarayan Puja very nicely, but finally they'll ask for some benefits.
Mm.
But is that considered offensive?
It's like a materially motivated thing. Even Nrga went to hell. But when Krishna protected Nrga from that lizard's situation, Nrga said, "I was your devotee. I was worshipping you." So there Nrga says, "Although I was a devotee, I was worshipping you. I was just also parallelly absorbed in my other pious activities of giving charity. I was dependent on them." So he was not exclusively taking shelter of Krishna. Nrga did not exclusively take shelter of Krishna. He did not have sufficient faith that devotional service is sufficient. He is also depending on many other things. So Nrga had to visit hell. So it's a very direct reference. So there Nrga was, but he did not suffer so much of hellish punishment. Just you spend in the life in the body of a lizard for a while. That's what is given to him. But he is not like a pure devotee. He also had to visit hell.
But here it says ekadapi, and is Lord.
One who has not done it even once should so, be gone. Should correct. will go there. One who has done once, whether he will go or not, it's not. He did not commit. Oh. One who has not done it at all should be taken there. Right? Yamaraj is clear in his policy. But one who has done only once, what will happen to him? That is not very clear completely, but he may or may not go. One person went. That's what Nrgas example is. He was a devotee of Krishna. He himself mentions that in front of Krishna, I was your devotee, but I had done all these things also, so I went to hell. Okay. Tat kshamyatam sa bhagavan purusha purano narayana sa purushair yadasat kritam naham Svanamaho na vidusham ruchitanjalinam Kshantirgariyasinamaha purushaya bhumne Tatkshamyatam sa bhagavan purusha purano Narayana sa purushairyada satkritam naham Svanamaho na vidushan rachitanjalinam Kshantirgariyasi namaha purushaya bhumne
Then Yamraj, considering himself and his servants to be offenders, spoke as follows, begging pardon from the Lord. O my Lord, my servants have surely committed a great offense by arresting a Vaishnava such as Ajamil. O Narayan, O Supreme and oldest person, please forgive us. Because of our ignorance, we fail to recognize Ajamil as a servant of your Lordship. And thus, we have certainly committed a great offense. Therefore, with the folded hands, we beg your pardon. My Lord, since you are supremely merciful and are always full of good qualities, please pardon us. We offer our respectful obeisance unto you.
Tat kshamyatam sa bhagavan purusha purano. O Lord, you are oldest purusha. You are the supreme person. Oldest means you are not old. You are the oldest young person. So, tat kshamyatam, please forgive us. My servants have done a mistake. That means I have done a mistake. So please forgive us. So instead of getting offended because the Lord intruded into his autonomy without updating him, without having a discussion with him, he directly took an action by entering into his boundary. On the other hand, the Lord Yamaraj is feeling guilty that we have caused some inconvenience to you. You had to send your Vishnudutas to protect. We did something that is not very pleasing to you, my dear Lord. Your displeasure is, we cannot tolerate your displeasure. We can't afford to displease you. We are meant to please you. So, a bona fide servant, a sincere servant, more than just getting overwhelmed with his own inconvenience, his own hurt, his own humiliation, he thinks that what is my master going through? Am I causing pain to my master? Am I causing some inconvenience to my master? Many times when we are treated in a certain way, we are overwhelmed with our own feelings, our own emotions. Expressing my own emotion becomes my primary need. Right? But he is very humble enough to think about the other person. Krishna, how he must have felt. I was just picking up his own devotee, Ajamil, to have a hellish planets. Krishna would have felt bad. Please, we are sorry, please forgive us. I think we discussed last year also. Chitraketu told something to Lord Shiva and Parvati got affected. Parvati became angry. Parvati cursed him to become a demon. Then Chitraketu came down and offered obeisances to Mother Parvati and told her, I am sorry, I didn't mean anything wrong, my dear Mother Parvati. But whatever you think is wrong, just let that be wrong and may I be forgiven for it. I'm sorry. But I don't want any nullification of the curse that you have given me. I will accept this curse. I will suffer for this. But I didn't mean anything wrong. Please understand this. I'm just clarifying to you. I did not have any disrespectful attitude towards your husband. I worship him. I glorify him. I praise him. I respect him for what he is. I didn't mean to insult your husband. So he just clarified that he didn't have any bad intention. But because whatever he has done was displeasing to her, he begged forgiveness also. Because Parvati was became angry because her husband was disrespected. So he went and clarified. On the other hand, but he did not want to say nullify the curse given by Parvati. He was not thinking about himself. Chitraketu was not thinking about himself. Are I give one feedback, for that I have to be cursed to become a demon or what? Isn't it too much? Parvati just went overboard. For a small mistake, she has given a very disproportionate punishment. He was not thinking about himself at all. In comparison to the insult I have done to Lord Shiva, with a good intent, it's not an insult also from my side. What I am receiving is like 100 times more severe punishment. But he was not calculating in that at all, in that manner at all. I have said something that caused her some pain. I should go and apologize to her. I should pacify her. I should offer my respectful obeisances to her. So even when he is inconvenienced, he is thinking about the emotions of Parvati. Next, Parikshit Maharaj did not go and beg forgiveness from this, who is that? Shamik Rishi. Because Shamik Rishi is already regretful. He sent his disciple Gauramukha to communicate this news of curse to Parikshit Maharaj. So you are cursed to die in 7 days. We regretfully communicate this message to you. We are very sorry for what has happened. So please do the needful. Please take care. So like that the message was communicated. The message itself came with so much of regret. If Parikshit goes and begs apology, says sorry to Shamik Rishi, he will be more embarrassed. So he did not want to cause that embarrassment. And anyways, he did not want to nullify the curse also. He was happy to receive the curse and he went. He went to the bank of Ganges, relinquishing all his kingdom. So even one is affected, still he is thinking about the other party, not about himself. So when our activities cause some pain to others, and if they react in a certain manner, we think that why is he chastising me? Why is he giving me this kind of feedback? Why is he commenting on me? So we become so self-centered. Right? Many the conditioned soul becomes self-centered. Everybody may not become self-centered. But generally, a conditioned soul has the tendency to become self-conscious. If something wrong happens to him, he thinks about himself. He cannot afford to think about the other party. He seeks justice. The justice-seeking tendency, attention-seeking tendency is there in him. That selfless attitude of thinking about the pain of other people is very less in a conditioned soul, especially in Kali Yuga. But Yamaraj is totally opposite. Instead of thinking that why Lord has intruded into my autonomy, why he did not discuss with me even if I have done a mistake or whatever, he was just begging forgiveness. Please forgive me. Tat kshamyatam sa bhagavan purushah purano. So when we give more importance to others' feelings, other Vaishnavas' feelings and the Supreme Lord's feelings more than whatever inconvenience that we face, so that is a very wonderful consciousness which actually gives satisfaction to the heart. If a servant of an establishment makes a mistake, the establishment takes responsibility for it. Although Yamaraj is above offences, his servants practically with his permission went to arrest Ajamil, which was a great offence. So if a servant makes a mistake, master is punishable because he is responsible for the offence. Vishnu goes and begs forgiveness from 4 Kumaras. I'm sorry. Jaya and Vijaya caused some hurt to you. I'm sorry, I should not be. I will lop off my arm because if it is hostile to you, I will lop off my arm also. I'm ready for it. So he begged forgiveness. This is the quality of a good leader and a responsible subordinate. Right? He doesn't think about himself. He thinks more about the other party. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnor Jagan Mangalam Amhasam Mahatam Abhikauravyam Vidhyaikantika Nishkritam.
Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtan movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously."
So he glorifies the most auspicious Sankirtan movement. Tasmat Sankirtan Vishnu means therefore Vishnu Sankirtan is Jagan Mangalam Amhasam. It is most auspicious in this universe and it can vanquish all sinful reactions. Mahatam api kauravya vidhi aikantika nishkritam. Even if the offenses, even if the sinful activities are so grave, the one and only atonement is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Although Ajamil chanted Narayana imperfectly, he was delivered from all sinful reactions. Chanting is so auspicious, it can free everyone from sinful reactions. One should not conclude that one may continue to sin with the intention of chanting Hare Krishna to neutralize those reactions. One should be very careful to be free from all sins and never think of counteracting sinful activities by chanting Hare Krishna, for this is an offense. If by chance, accidentally, if one commits some sinful activity, then Lord will excuse him, but not premeditated way, not willfully committed sinful activities. Especially with the intent that intent that holy name will take care of me, after all. Next, Srinvatam Granatam Viryani Uddha Mani Hare Muhu Yatha Sujataya Bhaktyam Shuddhyen Natma Vratadibhi. Srinvatam Granatam Viryani Uddhamani Harir Muhu. One who constantly hears and chants Lord Hari's wonderful activities can easily contract sins. Yatha Sujataya Bhaktya Shuddhyenatma Vratadibhi. The heart is purified only by bhakti and not by observing Vedic rituals. So Namaparadhuktanam Namani Eva Harantyagham. Even if the chanting is with aparads, Namaparadhuktanam Namani Eva Harantyagham. Only that Nama can nullify the sinful activities. Avishkritani Prayuntani Avishranti Prayuntani Tani Evartha Kritanicha. Even if the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is chanted offensively, one can avoid offenses by continuing to chant without deviation. Okay. Even if one is falling down while walking, a small baby is just learning to walk. If he continues to do that endeavor, even with his imperfect attempts, he will one day be able to do it. Now there is small children ride cycles, right? So they are like very small, and the cycle is this big, and they are like this. So what they do? The triangle is there. They put their leg within that, and then they take the seat like this, and then somehow manage to do that, and slowly they will gradually try to climb on the seat and they will fall down. Some hurt here and there. But again they will continue to try that. But after they are grown up a little bit, they will be able to drive cycle. They will take one more person also behind. They will put one more person in the front also. Three people also can go. Four people also can go. Without hand also they will go sometimes. That's not recommended. But initially there is falling down. Similarly, when one begins to chant, there is imperfect chanting, there is inattentive chanting, there is offensive chanting, there is chanting along with sinful activities. But one day, if he continues to chant, he will be able to chant purely also. The chanting will protect him. So what is the best way to avoid offenses in chanting? By not chanting. Right? If you don't chant, there is no offense to holy name. But that is not the recommendation. Recommendation is, even if you have offenses or sins or shortcomings, continue to chant, one day you will overcome them. Okay. It is better to chant the holy name so that one may become fully purified and be eligible to go back to Godhead. Next verse. Krishna Gripadma Madhulin Napunar Visrishta Maya Guneshu Ramate Vrijita Vrijina Vaheshu Anyastu Kamahata Atma Raja Pramarshtum Iheta Karmayata Eva Raja Punasyat.
Devotees who always lick the honey from the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna do not care at all for the material activities which are performed under the three modes of material nature and which bring only misery. Indeed, devotees never give up the lotus feet of Krishna to return to material activities. Others, however, who are addicted to Vedic rituals because they have neglected the service to the Lord's lotus feet and are enchanted by the lusty desires, sometimes perform acts of atonement. Nevertheless, being incompletely purified, they return to sinful activities again and again.
Krishnangri Padma Madhulin na punar visrishta. If one tastes the honey at the lotus feet of the Lord, then they will not enjoy material activities again that bring distress. Anyastu kama hata atma raja pramarshtum. Others, however, they are enchanted by lust. They may perform atonement to purify their sins, but again they will go back to, they can go back to perform sinful activities. But if one has developed some real taste for Krishna, but atonement may temporarily work. Painkiller will work, right? To relieve you of pain. But tomorrow again pain will come. Painkiller may be active for 1 hour, 2 hours, 10 hours, if it is too strong one day. But tomorrow pain will come again. But if you actually take the medicine, that may not be as quickly effective as a painkiller. Immediately pain will not go. But after you take for 1 month or 2 months, the whole problem only will go. No more pain only. But how long you will take painkillers? If you take actual medicine, it may take 1 month for you to recover. If you take 30 painkillers in that 1 month, you need not experience that pain. But at the 31st day, again the pain will come. But if you take to that process, on the 31st day, pain is gone. The problem itself is gone. No more pain only, which is better. But in the 30 days, when you are taking the actual medicine, you have to experience some pain. But in these 30 days, when you are taking painkillers, you may not experience pain only. So people may stick to this. So what can cure you permanently should be given more importance than what will cure you temporarily. What will relieve you from pain temporarily, not cure you. Right? Because the pain will come again and again. It's a temporary subduing of the pain. So painkillers are like, if it is unavoidable, you take. But it's not a recommended medication. You take to the actual medicine. Even they give painkiller also, along with painkiller, they give the real medication also. So painkiller is there only to relieve the intolerable pain. But as long as pain is within the tolerating limits, you tolerate that little pain and continue with medication only so that you can cure. Painkiller is never medication. It's only just an additional support. If you can tolerate, then that is also gone. That painkiller also is not needed. Like that. So bee which licks honey is not attached to food of men or cows. Means bee, you give bee some rice and dal, or you give bee some grass, it doesn't take. Only honey it will take. Similarly, even if it is hungry, even if it is dying out of hunger, it will not take anything else. Similarly, devotee means he will take the solution of bhakti yoga only. Right? Similarly, devotee does not enjoy material objects when he has rejected, though he enjoyed them in his previous condition, since he is situated in bhakti. Tato bhajayata mam pritaha. In this verse, Prabhupada writes, 11th canto verse, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he is sometimes engaged in sense gratification, my devotee knows all sense gratification leads to a miserable result. And he sincerely repents his sinful activities. Because of the force of habit and previous conditioning, one may do some sinful activity. But there is a lot of guilt there, lot of repentance there, lot of honest remorse there, and lot of effort to come out of it, lot of prayer and seeking of support to come out of it, right? So he is a sincere person. Although he is not a perfect person yet, eventually he will attain perfection also. Ittam svabhartrugaditam bhagavan mahitvam samsritya vismitadhiyo yamakinkaraste naivachyutashrayajanam pratishankamanam drashtum cha bibhyati tataha prabhritisma rajan.
After hearing from the mouth of their master about the extraordinary glories of the Lord and his name, fame and attributes, the Yamadutas were struck with wonder. Since then, as soon as they see a devotee, they fear him and dare not look at him again.
For general people, Yamadutas are fearful. But for Yamadutas, devotees, devotees cause fear in Yamadutas. 1 minute, I'll just complete this. Itihasam imam guhyam bhagavan kumbha sambhavah kathayamasa malayam asi no hari marchetan. Agastya told the story to Sukadeva Goswami. Now he repeated it to Sukh Parikshit Maharaj. So that completes this episode of Ajamil, the first three chapters of 6th canto. Yes, Prabhu.
The question I was really trying to get an answer to is there actually in the 27th verse, devotees who have proper conduct, equal vision. So, sadhavo samadrisho bhagavat prapanna, only those people Yamadutas will not go to. Others, definitely it's not written that they will not go to. This is very good for us, right? We keep looking at this.
Yes, yes, Prabhu. Samadrisha Bhagavat. Yeah, this.
The condition also he has said.
So we'll take a break now. Maybe 10-15 minutes. Then we'll try to complete 5th canto over you before lunch.